today at the Tampa City Council, Mayor Pam Iorio's Chief of Staff, Daryl Smith, gave a PowerPoint presentation on the federal stimulus money opportunities for the city to possibly receive.
The Energy Efficiency and Conservation Block Grant funding is at $3.7 million, is another formula allocation. And this grant provides federal grants to local governments to reduce energy use and fossil fuel emissions and to improve energy efficiency. In order to participate in this grant, the city will have to submit an energy efficiency and conservation strategy in conjunction with the grant application.
City Councilwoman Linda Salcena said she hoped that members of the council and the public would have an opportunity to suggest other ideas for the stimulus funds.
This is, I feel, such a rare opportunity for us, and I want to make sure that we're as creative and as aggressive as possible in getting and applying for stimulus dollars, not just the obviously allocated ones, but the ones that if we use some creativity and partner with other community ventures, maybe we'll be successful in getting. I want us to be as aggressive as possible.
Smith said he was open to soliciting such ideas before the deadline at the end of May. But Councilwoman Mary Mulhern said she was disappointed after hearing Smith's presentation, saying she thought the city's Green Initiatives Department should be doing some of the work already.
It makes me wonder if this was happening before we got economic stimulus money anyway, or if it wasn't going to happen, but we just were waiting for it to happen. I also have some questions on, in particular, about the homeless prevention money. I mean, you're telling us that you had to give Sharon Fox, who, as Linda said, probably really overworked employee, the responsibility for you know, all of these grant and loan applications. We have a homeless coalition in Tampa, so why are we doing an RFP as the city? When
Smith reacted somewhat defensively.
As I brief, we've got 15 different departments involved in this program, and those departments know their operations best. And as long as we're able to dedicate enough time for them to focus on going through all of the grant opportunities that are out there in their respective areas, we feel that we are in a good position to be able to accomplish that work.
Speaking about green issues, Councilman Jung Dingfelder said he wanted to know why city officials don't try to put a solar roof on the Tampa Convention Center.
I mean, you put a beautiful white roof on there. I can't imagine anything better than a white roof for solar panels. But, you know, let's potentially cover that whole convention center with solar panels. You know, how much would the upfront investment be? And how much power would it generate, and how much money would it generate, you know, for the city to do that?